I teach children who don't speak English as their first language, and I can't help noticing mistakes, of course. We don't use red pens at school anymore, but when I looked at this leaflet, I thought, first of all, oh my goodness, is English his first language? And then I realized that it probably was, and being a teacher, the urge to pick up the red pen was just too overwhelming, really. I couldn't resist.
Can you just highlight a few for us on the radio?
Well, apart from all the spelling, punctuation and grammar errors, if you vote UKIP, you'll get UKIP, Y-O-U-R. Oh, Alan Dimmock, UKIP parliamentary candidate, says, Sharon and Derek are the best choice for Frome. If they do what they done in Market and Frome West, you will have a councillors who you can trust. There is absolutely no shame in having difficulties with spelling, grammar and punctuation. What does put me off is the thought that either Mr. Townswell doesn't understand his own weaknesses, or he does, but he's too slapdash and too careless to bother to get someone to proofread them and check for detail.
What about the argument that you might be being a bit picky and lots of people won't have perfect grammar and Mr. Townswell in this instance might actually talk and write and speak like this and therefore he's just being real and who he is?
Oh, I've got no issues with colloquialisms. I've got no issues with, obviously, Somerset accents. As I say, many of my family have Somerset accents. It isn't absolutely nothing to do with that. I would not dream of looking down on anyone who struggles with things like spelling. It is the fact that he's not paying attention to detail. He's not looking at it properly. He hasn't consulted with people, even though he must know that that is one of his weaknesses.
And you've had an incredible response to this.
It's extraordinary. I could not have anticipated anything like this. I've been besieged by the national newspapers. I've got a photographer coming round later. And I've used this to ask newspapers to make donations to charity via Effective Altruism, which is a very good charity my son volunteers for.
Susie Howlett talking to me earlier about the errors she'd spotted on a UKIP leaflet, which came through her door in Frome from a local district council candidate called Derek Townswell. Now, we've spoken to Mr. Townswell this afternoon. He suggested the leaflet was a draft that might have been hacked from his computer and sent out by someone else. We asked him directly whether he'd sent the leaflet out, but he didn't answer that. You can see a list of the other candidates standing for the Frome Park ward on Mendip District Council on the council's website.